This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more priority legislation discussed by Missouri senators.
Senate Bill 182, Senator from the 2nd.
The week began with discussion of Senate Bill 182. Sponsor, Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis, tells his colleagues his Fairness in Public Construction Act addresses union-only project labor agreements.
Union-only PLAs essentially ensure that all work on a public project is done by union contractors or those non-union contractors that will acquiesce to the union's demands.
But Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says she has concerns with a section of the bill that would give the Attorney General more authority.
Now, are we going to legislate what people can talk about in their municipalities and their aldermanic meetings? They should police themselves. Ignorance is no excuse of the law.
The measure was taken up again on Tuesday afternoon.
I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 182.
Senator Onder says the current law dates back 10 years.
They weren't felt to meet those criteria, and yet the PLA was enacted anyway. There was appeal to the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission that was supposed to look at whether the O'Fallon PLA met those criteria.
Senator John Rizzo of Kansas City says he does not see how this could benefit Missouri.
All get to the same conclusion, and that conclusion is to bring down wages to put more profits into the top part of business in this state.
Appreciate the discussion we've had the last 3 days between senators.
By Wednesday evening, the preliminary vote on the measure would be taken. Before the perfection vote, the sponsor spoke one final time.
Being able to build the school buildings or the libraries or the city halls that are being built with their own tax dollars is just plain unfair, and it can have the effect of artificially increasing the cost of those projects.
Senator Walsh says this is the second measure to pass to the Missouri Senate this session that hurts unions, which represents 8% of Missouri's population.
That 8%, that 485,000, that's all union membership. That's not the construction industry. So we're talking about even less people than that.
Senate Bill 182 still awaits a final vote before it could be sent to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration.
The cuts that you see in the book is to the tune of $572 million.
We're still cutting education. Revenue's up.
Late last week, Missouri senators got their first look at the governor's proposed budget for fiscal year 2018. The appropriations panel began dissecting the budget this week. Missouri's fiscal year 2018 budget has to be sent to the governor no later than 6 p.m. on Friday, May 5th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.